You are listening to 100 Wealth Building Secrets with James Marshall. James Marshall is a registered investment advisor and president of Marshall Wealth Management. His registered investment advisory firm is registered in Texas and Kentucky. For 30 years, he has been educating, advising, and managing wealth for diverse families all over the country. This podcast is about different concepts of wealth building, some financial, some emotional, physical, and yes, some spiritual. The bottom line is you will leave with some knowledge, and knowledge is wealth. So whether you're walking, running, exercising, or having your choice of beverages, no judgments here. Clear. Then open your mind and get ready for some life-changing financial lessons. It's your time. Here is your host, James Marshall.
Welcome, Wealth Builders, to podcast number 80.
We're talking about making the transition from the work world to building your own financial empire. We're talking about a transition many dream of, or maybe you crave the freedom, the flexibility, start their own business and manage their business. But where do you begin? Well, before taking the leap, you need to be very clear on what it costs you to live each month, as well as what it will cost you to run your business each month. There can be no guessing. You have to know the numbers. This means having approximately 12 months of living expenses set aside and that same amount available in a line of credit. And let me explain that. If it costs you $5,000 a month to live, you need to have $60,000 in cash reserves. Then you need to have $60,000 in a line of credit that you can access if you need to. In other words, if you have money in your retirement account, it is critical that you are very clear on how much of that money you can use to help fund your business venture without sacrificing your financial future. Now, this is not the news you want, but statistically speaking, the odds are that the business will not make it past 5 years. So be wise and prudent. Don't give in to the emotional side of you that says, I believe in myself and I'm going all in. You know, believing in yourself is good. If it is what you want, a comprehensive financial plan can be very helpful in letting you know just how much you can afford to invest in your business. Now, I often talk about the pyramid of wealth, the 50% fixed, guaranteed, 40% growth, 10% speculative. Well, the variation of that is going to be probably that staying 50% fixed, maybe about 20% accumulation, and that other 30% can go into your business. This all depends on your particular situation. That's why that financial plan is critical. My guest today will tell you how she made the transition, and hopefully her story will help you take that leap from work to business ownership. Taisha Velasquez.
Taisha, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I am good. Thank you so much. Who better to talk about this process than someone who's going through it from cubicle to CEO, right? Now.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. And yes, I'm in the thick of it right now. So you're getting the raw and the real.
Well, Taisha, tell us a little bit about your journey into entrepreneurship.
Well, the good thing is I do have background in it. My father owned his own real estate brokerage growing up. I've had smaller businesses prior to jumping into the corporate world. So I kind of have an idea, you know, right? Like I've gotten all the experience I've needed. I was working with a great group of people that knew how to operate in that world, but I wanted it for my own. It just, honestly, I kept getting a tug, like, it's time, right? Like, if I'm doing all that I am to help them, why can't I do it for myself? So absolutely. Eventually it was just like, you know what? It's time. Let's do it. Just take that leap of faith. And here I am.
Okay. Now, what is the name of your business and what do you guys do?
Yeah. So we actually have a holdings company. It's called Aspen Creative Group LLC, and it will house different products and services. Our first product is Any Given Sunday, a bold, flavorful hot sauce that everyone will love and has already loved. So we are excited about building that brand.
Great. So starting out with hot sauce, but then you're going into other food related items or?
So Action Creative Group really was created to provide resources, tools, expertise to underserved, but I'm going to start calling them underestimated communities, if you will, right? To help them along the path of financial wellness.
Okay. So you're going to provide them with a turnkey process from soup to nuts. Okay.
Yes. We can do all the stumbles and the fumbles and everything first, learn how it goes, and then give them the blueprint to help them with their idea.
Okay. So what has been your greatest challenge, if you will, in making this transition so far?
Well, making the commitment to step away from six figures was a big one.
Okay, so overcoming the fear, huh? Leaving the comfort of your nice warm office to the not so comfortable cold world of business.
Yes, that was, it's a mindset of letting go of that consistency initially, right? And then really just betting on yourself. I think that's a really huge hurdle to overcome. And I'm glad to say that we've done that. We've started.
Okay, so once you got past the emotional side, what was the next step? Did you make any changes or preparations financially for the transition?
So we actually had a soft launch in November. So the company has already been moving and has been making money. So we were comfortable with saying, okay, we can supplement the income very quickly if we start to really focus and not lose 8 hours to this other company and use the resources that we have in order to build it to where we want it to go.
See, and that's a good point. So what you're saying is you guys already had started the business while you still had the security of a job and a steady income to make sure that it was going to work. So now you've already hit the ground running and you're now in a position to start capitalizing on your time more effectively.
You got it. That's exactly right. And I will be completely transparent. We still have corporate income. It's just not mine in addition to.
And you say you're speaking of your husband.
My husband, yes.
So this is a partnership, a family affair.
Yes. We still have that income. Eventually, we want to get a step away completely. Yes.
If you're fortunate enough or blessed enough to have a spouse, then it's good to have one person who is actually generating that steady income while the other one is allowed to go out and deal with this entrepreneurial side, and you both working together, but one is picking up the slack, if you will.
Got it.
Let me ask you, how difficult was the nitty gritty of it all? The finances, the legalities, the building the business plan. How difficult was that?
It's a lot of work. It's definitely a lot of work. We kind of just dove in and just said, hey, this is what we want to do. This is what we need to do. You know, of course, do some research to make sure that we're formatting everything as professionally and accurately as possible. We just jumped right in.
Okay. Well, what surprised you most about becoming a business owner? What's the one thing that you said, oh, I didn't expect that?
There's a lot of those, I guess, you know, along the way. So just like the nitpicky stuff, you know, the little small things that if you've never done, you know, any business within that industry, you wouldn't know that those are the things that you would need, right? You know what you need to start a business, right? But in each industry is going to have its own specific certifications, documents, et cetera. And so learning those, what we specifically needed for retail or, you know, to be in certain businesses, especially in the food industry, that we were not aware of until we were filling out these applications, right? So you think you're just going to fill out this application and go for it. And they're like, no, you need this, and this. Okay, well, now I got to go get that certification. Now I got to go put some more money in. And it takes time for, you know, do that as well.
So I guess the biggest surprise is you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. Which is why we're kind of the guinea pigs. We want to do this, right? Because so many other people don't know. They find out that they have to do this extra certification. It's extra money. It's extra time, right? And then that might be the end of it. With us, we can say, hey, these are the things to prepare for. Let's go.
Okay. So what do you think are some of the biggest skills that are needed when starting a business?
Budgeting is huge. Huge part of it all. And then really coming up with systems that actually work, be streamlined, or you're going to spend a lot, you're going to lose a lot of time.
I guess you have to trust the process. But at the same time, if the process doesn't work, go a different route.
Sometimes.
That's the point.
I don't have a specific time frame for that. But if you keep hitting that wall, then something is not right. It could be your foundation. It could be that system. It could be that plan. Educate yourself. I am huge on education, taking the extra courses and the classes, even investing in different programs to make sure that we've set it up the best way that we can.
Okay. So knowing that you can't know everything, going out and finding out what you can and bringing in advisors to pick up the slack, perhaps.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially like coaches, mentors, please make sure if you're going to start your own business, make sure you're working with people who've already done it, who know what to do and how to do it. Absolutely.
So what's the best part?
You can't do it all.
You can't be all things to all people. Hey, I don't know who it was, but someone once said they don't know the secret of success, but the secret to failure is trying to be all things to all people, trying to please everybody.
And it's easy to do because, you know, when you first start out, you have to have 10 hats, right? 10 plus hats. However, you can't do it all. And why would you want to, right? Why don't you focus on the things that you're really good at? Like, I'm great at networking, marketing, getting out in front of the people, but maybe I'm not so good at operations. Well, I need to work with someone that is good at operations.
Okay, well, with that being said, and that you are in it now for almost a year, what has been the best part so far?
Honestly, the fact that we really created an amazing product and people absolutely love it is beyond me. It's so awesome to have someone try our hot sauce at Any Given Sunday Sauce. And they're like, this is amazing. And I'm the one that'll literally, I'm the, what they call it, hot sauce in my bag swag. That's me. I pull it out of my purse and say, hey, you want to try it? You know, another surprising thing is people are really willing to, you know, support, right? You know, and I've loved that aspect.
Okay. So what parting advice would you give to my listeners who someone is sitting there right now thinking, you know, I can't stand my job anymore. I'm ready to go. I've had this idea in the back of my head for the last 5 years. I need to get off the pot or do what I'm going to do. What advice would you give to that person?
I go back to an earlier point. Make a plan, figure out what that looks like. How can you kind of ease your way out of the corporate world, right? And be successful with your business. So what is the substitute? How much do you need to make, right, per month to supplement that income? Yes. Start from the end. This is how much I need and work your way back to complete that full plan.
So begin with the end in mind.
That's right.
And put it in writing.
That's right.
Well, we are looking forward to see all the amazing things that you and your husband are going to do going forward. I can't wait to get my bottle Any Given Sunday hot sauce in the mail.
Yes.
I cannot wait to try it. What are your social media links?
So, yes, make sure you visit Any Given Sunday Sauces with Aness.com, AnyGivenSundaySauces.com, and then follow us on Instagram as well. We are the Sunday Sauce Family. The Sunday Sauce Family, we would love your support. So thank you. Thank you so much, James. I appreciate that.
Give that to us again, though.
Instagram is the Sunday Sauce Family, the Sunday Sauce Family. And our website is AnyGivenSundaySauces.com.
Well, thank you so much for taking time to impart some of your knowledge on us. I greatly appreciate it.
Was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Wow, Taisha, that is perfect advice. I mean, you really gave us a lot to think about. Thank you so much for sharing your story. I really appreciate it. You know, the key thing to remember, if you're going to make the move from the cubicle to CEO, a roadmap needs to be in place. So that means two plans. One, your financial plan, and two, your business plan. They work hand in hand. And remember, there are a lot of resources that are available to help you along the way. Don't go it alone. And you can always come to our site, marshallyourmoney.com, to listen to some of the podcasts, watch some of the videos, or read some of the newsletters that we've put up to help you in making those transitions to business ownership. But the key thing is, it all starts with planning. So until next time, keep building wealth. Peace.
You have been listening to 100 Wealth Building Secrets with James Marshall. Keep increasing your knowledge by going to marshallyourmoney.com and check out our educational videos, newsletters, and calculators. There you can also sign up for your free copy of his book, 100 Wealth Building Secrets. Like this podcast and follow it on podbean.com. You can also follow us on social media platforms, Facebook, Black Family Wealth, Twitter, James Marshall at Marshall Wealth, Instagram, Marshall Wealth, LinkedIn, James Marshall, and on YouTube, James Marshall Financial Educator. Email your questions or thoughts to james@marshallyourmoney.com. Thank you for listening. And remember, we build wealth one family at a time.
Money, I know you can. I teach you how to stay. Don't waste your money, but bank your money. Don't spend your end. I teach you how to stay. Your bank account will be spilling out with them dividends. I teach you how to stay. Rule number one, if it ain't making money, it ain't making sense.